For resort living every day, live at Mandalay. From $399,900 for eligible first home buyers. As well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, it's only 40 minutes north of Melbourne.
101.9 The Fox.
So,
hey.
I want to talk about golf.
Oh my, what?
I know, very wow. Unlike me, isn't it?
Should get some Callaways and...
No. Certainly don't want to play golf. I want to talk about South African golfer Jared Harvey.
Yep.
He's... I don't even know if
they call him JH.
Yeah.
Well, do they?
No.
You've never heard of him? I've never heard of him either. But he's gone viral because he's become very popular in the news today. He recorded a message for his girlfriend. He sent it. He was meant to send it to her on WhatsApp direct.
Because he's in another country, so it's easy to WhatsApp.
Yeah, exactly. Well, WhatsApp's a lot. Yeah. I'm in the same country. I WhatsApp lots of people now.
Do you?
Yeah, WhatsApp's my thing. I WhatsApp you. Yeah. I mean, we text in WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Fev, you and I.
Byron
let's
loves
be
a WhatsApp
because
he doesn't have to pay for text.
I'd argue we're in too many WhatsApp groups.
Yeah, there's far too many.
Five of them.
This is going to, trust me, this will lead to disaster. We've got certain groups that exclude certain people. There's going to be one that I'm not in.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you're going to accidentally send me a message about me that you didn't think I would see.
Well, I think this is what the South African guy's done.
So what he's done is he's obviously in a group, a WhatsApp group with his mates, and he's accidentally sent the message for his girlfriend to his mates. So his mates all got this message.
My beautiful baby bear. How's it going, my doo-doos? I just finished playing now my books, but really tired. Don't think I drank enough water today, my special person, so got a little bit of a headache. But looking forward to a nice chill, my books, and then I'll probably have to go to that function later, my special person. So safe drive home, my doo-doos, and I'll try and speak to you when I can. I love you with all my heart, my doo-doos.
There's a lot of bop-bop work in there.
My special person.
I love, I've never loved the South African accent more. What does that even mean, my bop-bop?
Is it?
My bop-bop.
I always say, is it?
Is it?
Is it? My pharmacy guy, he's South African, the chemist, He's a ripper and he's South African.
Mm.
And I was like, he goes, I went in there yesterday to get some stuff. He's like, I said, I'm sick. And he goes, is it? When I was in South Africa at the jungle, I'm just going to go to the toilet. Is it?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
That's more of a South African quirk.
Is it? Everything's is it?
He would be regretting sending that message to his mates because they've obviously leaked it to the press and now we're all listening to his very personal conversation with his girlfriend.
Leaked it. Oh, he's so flat.
Miss.
little butt.
Misplaced messages is always a fun area. Now, this is not new to commercial radio.
It's well-trodden ground.
It's well-trodden ground, but well worth it every time. Do we have a jingle, Byron?
No, we don't. It would be good if we did.
I'll tell you what we do have. This is my WhatsApp. We have on air.
Checked.
We have Fifi, Dave, Fev, Byron. We have number one breakfast team.
Oh, well, you called it that.
We have. Yeah, I did call it that.
That's a bit arrogant.
True. Greg Cook. Oh, that's just us.
Greg Cook?
Yeah.
What's that group?
Well, that's just, I've got you saved in my phone as Greg.
Well, you're going to go to send one to one group and it's going to go straight to me. But anyway.
Anyway, 131060, misplaced messages, misfired messages. Did you send your message to the wrong person or did you receive the wrong message?
Let's see how we go, Bot. 131060.
Hey, Fev. You're my special person.
Byron's my bot.
101.9 The Fox.
South African golfer Jared Harvey would be really annoyed with his mates this morning. He's accidentally sent a message that he was supposed to WhatsApp his girlfriend, but he sent it via WhatsApp to all his mates, and they've leaked it. So this is, unfortunately, a conversation he was hoping to have with his girlfriend.
My beautiful baby bear. How's it going, my doo-doos? I just finished playing now my books, but really tired. Don't think I drank enough water today, my special person, so got a little bit of a headache. But looking forward to a nice chill, my books, and then I'll probably have to go to that function later, my special person. So safe drive home, my doo-doos, and I'll try and speak to you when I can. I love you with all my heart, my doo-doos.
I don't mind all the doo-doos and bop-bots, but when he says, refers to her as my special
you
person,
I,
that creeps me out a bit.
Do you know how alike you and I are? That was exactly that, what I was
really,
about to say.
It really creeps me out.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
So that's weirder than bop-bot for
no,
you guys.
Yeah, bop-bots and boo-boos and doo-doos,
are fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
My special person makes them a bit...
Yeah, it's like...
It's a bit serial.
Yeah, that's a bit, I'm going to grab a knife and stab you when
Jeffrey
you're asleep.
It's a bit Jeffrey Dahmer.
Okay,
don't you reckon?
I find doo-doos to be quite chilling.
Doo-doos is cute.
Doo-doos and
bop-bots. Look at you and go, hey, my little doo-doo.
And you were doing that during the song,
yeah,
and it was weird.
It's fine.
Yeah, my special
But if I went to you,
person.
Hey, my special person, come here, you'd
actually,
be like, ooh.
Yeah, it's not
if
right.
I went, hey, Byron, my little bot, you'd go, oh.
It's easy to send messages to the wrong people, isn't it, Whitney and Geelong?
Hey, Leo, my little bot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whitney, what happened? Who did you send what to?
I was out at a nightclub, about 18, and I had my first true love, and we hadn't actually slept together yet, so it was going to be special.
Okay.
And I was a bit drunk, and yeah, my bot. And I sent a message to my dad, and it said, "Let's get naked."
Oh!
Yeah.
Whitney, what did your dad say?
So the moment I sent it, I was like in the middle of the dance, so I can remember it so vividly. And I was like, I just died inside and I just shrunk to the floor and I got a message back saying, I'm guessing that wasn't for me.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, it could have been.
My,
you know,
my special
Whitney,
person.
All I just thought was it could have been so much worse.
Oh, I know.
Like that's not
the worst
the end.
And I've
yeah, don't give examples of how
I
much
won't give
worse.
Examples.
I'd like an example.
No, that's okay.
Thank you,
Whitney. Ricky in Dandenong. Hi, Ricky.
Send a little.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Ricky. Now,
what beautiful baby bear.
Sorry.
Ricky, what did you send to the wrong person?
I was working away from home and I was just about to jump on a flight and I text my girlfriend at the time, baby, get the bed ready, it's about to get messy.
Oh, geez, that's okay.
Yeah.
Is that what you said to
about to get hot, sorry, about to get hot.
I don't think you would have, the producers probably wouldn't have put you through if you said the story like that before you got to air.
Ricky, who did you send that to instead of your girlfriend?
I sent it to her mother.
Yes.
Oh,
and
mum.
Please tell me her mum wrote back, okay?
Well, the thing was, what I had was, I had my girlfriend's name and my girlfriend's name and then her mother's. You know, it was Nowie's mum.
Yeah, it's
and
okay.
I had a couple of drinks on the flight, before the flight.
I think I've had a couple of drinks. Hey, Rick.
Before I got on the flight.
What did your girlfriend's mum say back to you?
Well, when I got back, she goes, I'm guessing that's for my daughter, and you're not coming over tonight.
Oh, that's
flattening.
101.9 The Fox.
Just gave away $10,000 with Alpha Bucks. Congratulations again to Julie in Taylor's Hill. She was our big winner. Great work from Julie. And right now...
Hughesy. Put on Julie. I'm still basking in the glory of Julie's massive win. So what a legend. You know, not easy. The pressure's on.
It is.
She got the job done.
She did. She did a great job.
Tax-free cash.
Yes, that's it.
Everyone loves it.
It's like when you win a payout from a company who's defamed you. You know
what, Tab? Tab?
Now, Hughesy, we were just talking about South African golfer Jared Harvey. Now, this, I don't know whether you're across this, but he's in a WhatsApp group with his mates and he's recorded a message for his girlfriend, but he's accidentally sent it to his mates.
It's like our WhatsApp group, Hughesy, and some of that stuff got out.
Yeah, we're all unemployed. Absolutely.
Yep.
We've got to keep deleting those messages, Fev, all right?
Really?
Just delete. Always press delete. I
just don't write back so it doesn't look like I'm in there.
Listen, do you want to have a listen to what he said to his girlfriend that ended up in his mates?
All right, here we go.
My beautiful baby bear. How's it going, my doo-doos? I just finished playing now my books, but really tired. Don't think I drank enough water today, my special person, so got a little bit of a headache. But looking forward to a nice chill, my books, and then I'll probably have to go to that function later, my special person. So safe drive home, my doo-doos, and I'll try and speak to you when I can. I love you with all my heart, my doo-doos.
That's a message you send to a four-year-old child. That is...
I know.
Is there any way, Fief, that if a man spoke to you like that, you're going to go, I can't wait to get into bed with him?
Do you know what?
Weird.
Hey, my little boots.
I have been guilty in relationships of going into the doo-doo-bot area.
Oh, have you?
Whoa.
Maybe we're looking. We're finding out what's gone wrong over the journey,
Fief. Well, but I don't, and Fev and I were having this conversation before, what I don't understand is that my special person. Like, the minute someone's referring...
That was creepy.
I feel like it's got the Jeffrey Dahmer about it. It's a serial killer-y.
It's NQR to the highest order. So, I mean, there's no way that I ever go down that track. I mean, I'm not saying I'm a romantic person, but that's not right. It's not right.
Do you have any little names?
Well, I call my wife beautiful because she is.
What does she call you, Lucky?
No, she doesn't.
Feb takes care of our outs, Susie.
101.9 The Fox.
It's Dave Hughes talking. For...
Hughesy.
Yuzi. Yeah. Now, speaking of celebrities, I mean, I'd argue one of the biggest, or at least biggest celebrity, but one of the most well-known men in the world has talked about you, Hughesy. I found this fascinating.
The leader of the free world.
This was huge. Donald J. Trump, his tweet yesterday, Dave Hughes is running for Congress in the great state of Minnesota. Dave has my total endorsement.
Yeah, very happy. Very happy that he's done that. And, you know, I think I can take Minnesota because of my policies, which are...
It's cold there.
I'm going to buy everyone jumpers. Do they know what jumpers are? Do they use the term jumpers? I don't even know if they use the term jumpers.
It's sweaters. It's a sweater.
A bunch of sweaters. So, yeah, I found out. I seriously was going to do social media-free Sunday. I decided Sunday morning that I needed a day off social media, and I was adamant that was going to happen. Then my manager sent me a text message, Donald Trump just mentioned you on Twitter. So I had to break social media-free Sunday.
How many people have tweeted you?
A lot of people have tweeted me. I just got followed by a blue tick guy in America who would not know who I am. So, and I'm going to try to, you know, influence him. So there's people in America following me thinking that I am this guy that Donald Trump loves. So
for people that don't know what happened, so they actually put your handle...
Not,
in a tweet?
No, they didn't. We're getting carried away here, let's be honest.
Okay, because I had no idea what was going on.
Well, there was news.com.au had a headline yesterday. Well, I do, because I feed them the information.
And has alerts on his own name.
And then retweet it as soon as they write up the story. And it said, Dave Hughes mentioned by Donald Trump. So that was the headline. So if no one actually reads the story, they'd think that I was mentioned by Donald Trump. And generally when he mentions people, he slags them off. So like, you know, I'm right up there with LeBron James. I can't remember what I was going to say. But the fact is that I'm happy about it. But Dave Hughes is a very popular name, guys. I don't know if you know, but we once, years ago, had I went bowling with 45 Dave Hughes.
I remember this.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And we all wore the T-shirt, I'm the real Dave Hughes, which I still have. And I wear to bed on many nights. So my wife looks at me and she says, I'm not really sure you are. But
Jeez, I wish there was more Brendan Favolas around. I'd get away with a lot more crap.
Are you the only one?
Yeah, there's no other. I can't blame anyone else.
Disappointing.
No. At least with Hughes, you go, it wasn't me. It was the other day of Hughes.
I heard you snored on a plane all the way from Perth to Melbourne, Fev.
I was tough in business.
Ruined everyone else in business, guys. Fev just snored the whole way home. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. They're all trying to get to sleep, and Fev is snoring like a polar bear.
Who apparently. Told you that? Tom Brown.
Yes, he did. Mate, yes.
That bloke had his little horsey on his T-shirt, and you know those little nice little polos he had on.
Yeah. Ruffle around.
Literally, he sat in business for the first time in his life, and he was out cold. So I don't know what he's talking about.
Okay, and did you also give him some Carlton secrets? Is that right?
I did. I gave him some red hot news straight off the press. And then he told Hughesy's mates and then tried to break it on our WhatsApp. And I'm like, I told him that on the bloody plane.
There we go. Hughesy and Kate will be driving you home from 4:30 this afternoon right here on Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox. Hughesy's probably going to be very busy on Twitter again with all this Trump stuff. Maybe we better leave you
there. No doubt about it, mate.
You should try it, Hughesy. either Qantas first class or...
Okay.
Oh,
right. Yeah, mate, all right. We can't all be for Fevolution.
well, you can't be because there's one of me. There's 1,500 of you.
That's the Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Oh, this was good fun a couple of weeks ago. Our friends up at Hit 105 Brisbane, our sister radio station, were enjoying a guest, a local, Norm from The Block. Of course, The Block.
Norm and Jess.
Massive show, Norm and Jess from The Block. Number one show, thank you very much, Sunday nights. It's just huge, The Block. So they've had him in, and he's revealed on the show up there that he has a hall pass, and he and Jess talk about Norm's hall pass.
And a hall pass being, Byron, for people who aren't familiar with it,
The person that if you had one kind of permit to perhaps stray out of your relationship, you could do it with that particular person. Well, Fev, it was quite revealing. Norm has said, my hall pass, Jess, if the opportunity ever arose, F box.
Yeah, interesting that he'd say that on national TV, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, they're more interesting that he...
And then he tried to call you.
He rang me. Now, fortunately, I was in a meeting and Fev always... If you ever want to speak to Fev, just ring my phone.
Because it was a private number. No, because I just thought it could have been something juicy. Someone's ringing a private number. Good so I was like, hello, trying to be your PA. And he goes, g'day, it's Norm from The Block. I'm like, whoa.
This is what went to air on Hit 105 as Norm from The Block rings Fifi's phone and it's intercepted by...
I think I tried to hook you up too,
by Fev. Yeah, that
stage
was completely inappropriate.
Hello.
It's Norm from The Block,
Norm?
Buddy.
How are you?
Well, the guys up here in Brisbane have put the pressure on me because Fifi's me hall pass and they decided to ring Fifi.
Oh, well, Fee's in a meeting at the moment.
There's another knockback.
So, Norm, obviously using Fee's your hall pass, your beautiful wife, Byron's free.
I'm in. I'm in.
Do you know who Byron is? Byron Cook?
Nah, but I'm in.
Melbourne don't really know who Byron is either.
Is Fifi single, though?
I don't really know too much about Fee. She keeps everything close to her chest.
Oh, you are.
She's got a new dog.
You're a good co-host, Fev.
Without knocking too many people, guys, I don't reckon Fee will date someone called Norm. But anyway.
And then Fev hung up in Norm's face. So that was a bit harsh on Norm in the end. We've had developments, Fee.
What are your developments?
I've got some great news for you. Well,
this is a man.
The way radio shows work is producers get involved behind the scenes and they look at different guests' opportunities, and The Block being such a hot show, we as a show have secured Norm and Jess from The Block to actually to pop in.
I had nothing to do with it.
So I'm actually meeting Norm tomorrow and Jess.
You are. And Jess actually gave Norm a call to reveal the great news that, in fact, his hall pass has personally invited him onto our radio show.
I had nothing to do with it.
Okay, here we go.
Normie.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
Fifi has invited you into the studio to see her.
Fifi's invited just me or me and you?
Me and you, sorry. You excited?
Yes.
Shut up.
Now that video's up on our Instagram. He's coming in. Here's the great news, guys. Tomorrow!
I mean, I'm really looking forward to meeting Norm and Jess, obviously. I mean, I've never been in this situation. And
it's tomorrow morning.
I'm very happy for their relationship,
awkward.
And I'll stay out of it.
He's coming in.
It's going to be a real awkward, because if he's for real and you're his hall pass, he's going to flirt. He's going to be all over you. She's going to be jealous. It's going to be on.
So it's going to be...
It's not going to be good.
Yeah, but do you understand what can happen? I have a mind, a brain.
No, but he's coming near you thinking that you're accepting his hall pass.
No, I'm not.
He's flying down from Queensland.
There was no accepting of hall pass. There was inviting.
You've invited him
on the show.
If you were my hall pass or Byron was my hall pass and I invited you to my workplace, I'd be thinking I'm going to be getting something.
That's interesting. What's happened here?
You're in trouble.
101.9 The Fox.
Stats out today. Oh, I like fresh statistics. I'd love to be a statistician and just come up with fresh stats and send them out every morning.
Well, you could be.
Could I?
Yeah, anyone could be. A topic and just find stats on it.
Wasn't very good at maths. And when I started my psychology degree at Melbourne University, statistics was the very first subject and I left after 6 months. So I reckon I could be a statistician.
Yes, no, well said.
Anyway, these are my fresh stats that I've stolen from someone else. 2 out of 3 women are addicted to their phones. Mm-hmm. And I like this bit because obviously they did get some psychologists involved and it's crushing their self-esteem. Ooh. Whew. One in five women in their 40s. I find that interesting too, that we often assume that it's young people that are obsessed with their phones and social media, but they're saying one in five women in their 40s admit to checking their phone every few minutes or, oh my goodness, around 200 times a day.
Well,
that scares me.
I reckon males would be pretty close
to
that.
I reckon we're shocking. I reckon everyone's bad.
When you actually read that, 200 times a day, and when I think about it, oh, I just touched it. I just touched my phone and looked at it.
And that's while you're talking on the radio.
I know. Maybe I'm worried I've got this. I don't like that I've got it. I don't like that I can't sit still anymore. I really don't like that I could be in a doctor's waiting room. I could be in my car.
Oh, you need it when you're in the doctor's waiting room. Yeah, I was in there yesterday for 45 minutes. If I didn't have my phone, I would have walked out. I was playing games.
I know, and I like it too.
You need it.
But, oh, gee, it really... No, we've actually touched on something that's affecting me. I don't want to be addicted to my phone. I don't want that.
Okay, yeah. Give us your phone for a week.
Oh, hang on. No.
It's going to be a great little story arc for our show where Fev controls your phone for a week. I mean, great idea.
Just hide it.
Even when you think about very good friends of yours are Jared Woodgate and Kira Maguire,
well,
the
friends.
Bachelor.
Yep.
No, I know, but that you remember I was sick for a day and they came in and you became quite good buddies
with
them.
Well, Jared is mates with all of us through Tom's Cap Winery. And
Kira's lovely.
Yep. Now, their split is becoming, it's actually deteriorating, and I wish I could reach out to both of them and say, stop talking to the press and to people because, it's becoming yucky and murky and I feel like it's all private and I'm not blaming them and I people ask them questions and they answer them. But,
what's happened, Boxing?
Well, no, you know that Jared allegedly, and they've now said it, so it's not even alleged.
It's just happened.
So Jared's reason for ending the relationship was that Kira was obsessed by Instagram and he said, I can't compete with all her followers. Want to be present
jealous?
In a relationship. No, he said she couldn't sit, it was always always on the, always compulsively posting photos. Everything about the relationship had to be through Instagram. And I don't think that this would be uncommon. In fact, 13, 10, 60, test the temperature of Melbourne. Mm. Do you have...
It's 24.
Okay, it's just more of a figure of speech.
Good gear, though. I did appreciate it for a second.
For a second.
Top of 24 today. That's the temperature in
actual.
Terms of climate. Yep. Now, in terms of is anyone genuinely concerned? Do you have an addiction to social media, to Instagram, to your phone? Are you living your life through Instagram? Because even when I was at Mount Buller on the weekend, and I think this is becoming common at beaches, you can watch people setting up photos.
Oh,
and
come
you
on.
Watch... So are you no longer living your life, you're curating your life for Instagram?
Ridiculous.
What about old mate over here, Byron Cook, with an E on the end?
Mm. Thank you. Give us a follow.
Oh, God, no. You're the king of this.
I'd be worse than anyone.
You take photos at gym and I don't think you do anything.
Of course I don't, but
I
want to prove I'm there.
You do nothing.
No, we'll often, actually,
I'll take my shirt off in a minute.
Let's have an actual intervention, Fev, because we'll often have a guest in the studio and we'll be saying goodbye to them and walking them out and you'll be doing some Insta story over their shoulder and sort of interrupting the conversation.
Trying to get traction.
That's why I got the followers.
You are
content is king.
Yeah, you are driven by content for Instagram.
And maybe this addiction is getting in the way of relationships as well, Jared and Kira style. We'll see
how
we go.
Or friendships, like the three of us style.
13, 10, 60
becoming an issue with
is
us.
The number.
101.9 The Fox.
We're very concerned, obviously, about children and their dependency on iPhones, iPads, social media. But the bigger concern at the moment is actually adults. I mean, we are apparently women, particularly one in five women, are checking their phones every few minutes or 200 times a day. I mean, that's essentially becoming a compulsion or an addiction. To be without it is a catastrophe. And I'm in that. Yeah. I'm 100% in that. When I was up at the snow, I remember I couldn't find my phone for a few minutes and I freaked.
I reckon we'd look at our phone 200 times a day easy.
That's what, I
do
I
it
agree.
In the studio in 3 hours.
This is a study of women. I'd argue men.
Before nine, first clock that up.
Men would be. Anyway, we've just asked the question, 13, 10, 60, because we just recently saw Bachelor in Paradise. A couple, Jared and Kira, broke up and Jared claimed that Kira was just too into Instagram. It was killing their relationship. So how is this affecting us, Melbourne? Jen in Ringwood. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Jen, how are you with your phone? Is this an addiction? Is it a problem?
It's a problem in my marriage. So my husband has a big sort of addiction to Instagram and the whole fitness inspo sort of world of Instagram, and it's come to the point where we're in counselling and we've nearly broken up, yeah, a couple of times over
it. So, Jen, can I get to the bottom of what is the issue that he... So is he posting photos of himself? So it's the constant need to take photos and obsessing over that?
Yep. Over that and looking at other, you know, the women's photos and feeling like it's reality, the whole fitness inspiration world, which it isn't reality.
How many followers does he have?
Not many.
It's funny though.
He needs more traction, if anything.
No, but Jen, you touched on
a... He follows more than what he's being followed, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I understand.
But Jen, you touched on a really interesting point, because it's not a real world, but I imagine people are going into Instagram and you just end up in there and you're looking at people's photos, and it is leading to low self-esteem. And we've already become aware of this, because everyone puts their best foot forward on Instagram. And particularly,
not everyone. I can post some real horrors.
Yeah.
I think it's why people love Fev sometimes. He does post those other ones.
But most people, particularly you look at Insta models or people who are making a living out of Instagram and curating beautiful photos, if you're sitting in your tracky dacks on the couch and you can't be bothered washing the dishes and you're looking at someone in their perfect home and their perfect holiday, it would affect your self-esteem after a while. So yeah. I think these are things we do have to be aware of. Thank you for that. That was great, Jen. Thanks for calling. Sam in Geelong. Hi, Sam.
Hello. How you going?
Good, Sam. Sam, is Instagram, social media, your phone, is it affecting your life?
Yeah, big time. I think probably five years ago or so when social media first became so important, it's very hard to not get into that cycle of just checking what your friends are up to in case you're missing out or something, and that anxiety that comes behind it. And being about 23, 24 at the time can really affect the way that you feel, and that if you're missing out on something or you should be out at a nightclub or you should be wearing that, that feeling really destroyed me and destroyed my relationship at the time. And every time I wanted to, you know, go out with my partner at the time, you know, you want to take a photo and you want to put all the filters on it so it looks like your relationship's perfect, which is a real shame.
But. It's so interesting, Sam, because it is honestly, that's, remember the days when you didn't know what other people were doing?
Yes.
But
you still wondered.
Oh, but you didn't know.
Back in the day, I'd be like, I wonder what my mates are doing. But you wouldn't know because you don't have any form of contact. Now, it's exactly the same.
Yeah, but
I'd
argue, I would argue you're a very social being. You're a very popular person, Fev. I think for people who had low self-esteem or are struggling for whatever reason in their life, when you're constantly looking at people going out, having fun, what they're wearing, spending money, you could absolutely...
It's that FOMO thing. A lot of people experience that whole FOMO phenomenon.
Wayne in... And thank you for that, Sam, for sharing that really personal experience. Wayne in Langwarrin. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, Wayne. Good, Wayne. Now, Wayne, this is Instagram has had an extreme effect on your life.
Yeah, it has. Yeah.
Well, talk us through it.
Well, basically, my wife was more interested in the phone than me. We had some issues, but she just obviously went to the phone and was always on that. And the result from that, we got divorced.
Divorced because she was so into her phone.
That, yeah, pretty much.
So, Wayne, before, obviously there were other issues, as you pointed out, but when it would come up, when you would, you know, say, before you've ended up leaving the marriage, you are obsessed with your phone and it's affecting our relationship, what would she... She didn't care? She just
didn't care. Exactly. Just she was in the phone all the time, on the couch out of an evening, just watching TV or something. And she was just scrolling through the phone all the time on Facebook or whatever it was. I'm not big on it. I didn't care. And then, I said to her one day, I said, geez, I'm going to come back with an iPhone. And she looked at me strange and I said, is why? And I said, well, you pay more attention to that phone than you do me. Jeez. And I'm sitting next to you.
So. That's a real... And you know what, Wayne, thank you for sharing that, because there would be some people listening right now who will take that on.
Absolutely.
Because
we need... Probably three people in here.
Stop paying attention to your partner.
Yeah.
Partner goes.
101.9 The Fox.
If you're a tradie and you're good at karaoke, call us now for tradie-okie.
I did go to my brother's house last night and...
Oh, sorry, yes.
And the sunset, the sun last night when it set, was the biggest, most orange sun I've ever seen.
Beautiful.
And I thought it wasn't that hot, but it's because it's going to be hot today.
Yeah, I believe so.
17 tomorrow, 22 Friday.
Oh, God.
Guys, low of 14.
Thanks, Jane Bunn.
On the weekend. 14.
No. Tradeoke time.
I was going to go up to the Danny Knoll.
Luke in Lang Warren is there. He is a carpenter, guys, and he is ready to go.
Hey, Luke, how are you today?
Oh, put his phone on.
Oh,
there you go.
He's worried about resetting us and forgets to...
look, Luke, Byron doesn't know what the weather is for the week.
Okay.
He can't...
Hi, Luke.
Work
here we go.
Computer.
What's he singing?
I don't know if you remember me. I was on last week, sang Achy Breaky Heart.
Oh, Luke, we remember you well, and you are back again. What are you singing this time?
Hey Jude by the Beatles.
Oh, wow.
Hey
Jude. Classic.
What one of the greatest songs
don't
of all time.
Make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better.
Factoid, this was sung for Julian Lennon because Paul McCartney called him Jude. So that's a song all about John Lennon's son, Julian.
I was out in the drink one night with Jude Bolton, your mate, and he sung this song
to himself. What a beautiful memory.
Okay.
We know your name's Jude, mate. Yeah.
Hey, Luke, off you go.
Okay. Hey, Jude, don't take it back. Take a sad song and make it better.
Sorry.
Remember to let her into your heart.
You're having a mare.
And start to make it better. Let it out.
Yeah! Luke, that was rock solid, and we apologise for Byron. What did you do during that?
That weird noise you just made. We apologise for that as well. Let's move on.
Why do you keep stuffing up? You're all right back there.
AJ in Dufton. Hey, AJ.
I have several.
Hey, how you going?
Oh, AJ.
Dufton.
A chick. This is fantastic. now, AJ, you're a traffic controller?
Yes, that's right.
Excellent.
I played a game of footy for the Doves.
Did you? Dufton?
Yeah, that's who I play for. I play for the Dufton Eagles.
Oh, there you go, the Dufton Eagles. I got a couple of mates I went to school with that play for them. Anyway,
now, AJ, chat. You are singing what for us?
Hakuna Matata.
Oh, there we go.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful
Did Jude Bolton sing this one as well, Fev?
Nah.
Just checking.
Ain't no passing praise.
It means no worries.
Great song. Disney
for the
classic.
Rest of your days. Okay, AJ, this is a great one. Off you go.
It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's a problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata, Hakuna Matata, Hakuna Matata. It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's a problem-free philosophy.
Brilliant.
Well done,
very
AJ.
Good. Very good stuff.
Great effort. I love that
Thank
song.
You.
I love that song. It's a good motto to live by. Now, Drew in Brighton. Are you there, Drew?
G'day, how you going?
Mechanic from Brighton. We've had you on the show before too, Drew. Now, what are you playing this time?
So I'm doing Piano Man by Billy Joel.
Oh, classic.
You're the piano man. I just nipped the edge off the top of that. I'm going to go again.
You're singing a real...
Sing us a song, you're the piano man.
What a track.
Sing us a song tonight.
I love this.
We're all in the mood.
Okay, Drew, give us some Billy.
Yeah. It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. Regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. When we're out in the mood for the melody, you got us feeling all right.
Great effort,
mechanic
Drew.
From Brighton there.
Great song selection today. I've really enjoyed that. Hey Jude, Piano Man, and Hakuna Matata.
Hey, can you just go back to AJ for a sec, Byron?
Sure,
can
mate.
You do that?
Yeah,
is that cool?
Yeah, I can press the button.
AJ, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you just sing that Hakuna Matata again?
What, the whole thing?
No, just the chorus bit.
I can do that. It means no worry for the rest of your day. It's a problem-free philosophy.
Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata.
Oh, that's...
Me,
that's okay, no, good, good. Hey, AJ, just that's enough.
Give me the prize.
Hey, you win, you win. Mate, that is, that's literally my favourite bit of tradeyogi ever.
What?
When she just said, Hakuna Matata.
Brilliant work. The traffic controller from Dubton has done it. AJ, congratulations.
I mean, and that's... AJ, it was very, very good.
No, just that bit. The rest of it was horrific. No, but the rest was horrific. But when she said, Hakuna Matata, it was amazing. Yeah, so, AJ, you win.
Well done, AJ.
$200 cash for you, AJ. Yeah. Thanks to the Renault traffic. Make your business look good with the Renault traffic, the right van for your business. $200, well done.
101.9 The Fox.
Kids. We love our kids. The big world of kids, their brains and how they work, how they operate in this day and age with the technology. They're always on their iPads. They're watching YouTube. Just don't know what they're actually watching on their iPads, especially YouTube. So,
are there any ways of, I'm just asking because I'm not there yet, can you control it?
I think you can.
There are software programs.
There's some, but I trust my girls will be watching the right stuff. Dad's certainly not.
Okay.
All right, anyway, Byron. So we're sitting in the car going on Sunday. I've just flown back from Perth. So a little bit tie-tie. Obviously, as Hughie said, I was snoring a little bit on the plane because I was tired. I was a bit sick. Anyway, we're driving to Lulu's soccer presentation and she was in the back and she started talking about something she's been watching on YouTube. And I just thought she was watching JoJo Siwel, you know, all about dance mums and just very girly Lulu.
Yeah, yeah.
Very girly.
Slime tutorials.
Loves a slime tutorial, loves making slime. She started talking to me about WWE wrestling. I nearly smashed the car. She started talking about John Cena and his wife and how they do the chants and doing all the John Cena moves and what he does with his face and... Alex and I lost it, and she started talking about all the girls that do the wrestling. And I said, when are you watching the wrestling, hun? She goes, oh, when I go to bed, I fall asleep watching the YouTube videos of all the wrestling fights.
Watching wrestling.
And she wants to go to the MCG because they're coming out.
Wow, and you had no idea.
Absolutely no idea. She's never mentioned it before, and she knew every wrestler. Yeah. She knew every female wrestler. She knew all the moves. I was... in shock. I don't get shocked often.
No.
Never mentioned it before.
Does she know Hulk Hogan? Oh, Andre the Giant.
No, she doesn't know.
She wasn't born in 1981.
Well, I did turn around and say, oh, my God, Lulu, when I was a child, myself and Chris Newman, my best mate, lived next door, we had the wrestling rings with the Hulk Hogan figurines.
Like the thumb wrestlers where you put your thumb in them?
No, they were proper big ones. Ooh. And you just... It was a massive ring. We had the Ultimate Warrior, who was my favourite, who put all the makeup on. No, gave me nothing.
Do you know what I love about this, though? I wouldn't have picked that for Lulu.
No, I wouldn't have picked it for anyone.
That is, you know, but Lulu particularly, I'm like, no, I would not imagine she was up late at night watching wrestling and obsessed with wrestlers.
And she turned around and said, oh, the most frustrating thing about watching the wrestling, Dad, but I love it, is, you know, when the guy who we know is not going to win gets on top and they count to two and the umpire gets on the on the ring and they go, 1, 2, and he always kicks out. Oh, why don't they just tap it out for 3? This kid knows everything
She's
about
eight.
Wrestling.
I love this. You know what? 13, 10, 60. Let's see if anyone else discovered something about their kids. What didn't you know your kid was into? What are they doing in their bedroom?
Okay, let's avoid the teenage boys in this one.
I was just
let's just keep this about the cute stories. Don't you think, Thief?
I was bewildered.
But it's even things you learned. You know what? I overheard Trixie have a conversation on the weekend and she was talking to somebody and they were asking her about hair and then suddenly she said, yeah, I can do a plait, and she started to do a plait. And I went, where was I? Like, she's gone and learnt something without me knowing.
Is it a YouTube?
Oh, jeez. How dare you? How dare you, Trixie? Where did you learn that?
13, 10, 60. What did you discover your kid was into? And what did they learn behind your back?
Oh, that's the wrong attitude. 13, 10, 60.
101.9 The Fox.
Interesting times on Sunday. We were in the car and she started talking about WWE wrestling. And I was bewildered. I had no idea she'd even knew what wrestling was. She knew all the moves, knew all the names, knew all the female wrestlers' names, had her favourites, talking about John Cena and The Rock. I'm like, what the hell's happening? happening? I didn't. I thought I knew my kid pretty well. I don't.
I love this.
When she goes to bed, because they're up in the, they're on the second floor, so we're down
overlooking
the bottom.
Overlooking the barn?
Yeah. I showed you the barn. You didn't believe I had a barn.
Where do you live again? You haven't really told us.
I told you where I live.
Okay.
And yeah. They go up there and they watch their iPad when they go to sleep, obviously. And she's been watching the wrestling.
And she is obsessed with wrestling.
Obsessed.
And you've only just found out. See, this is the thing. Your kids can be obsessed with things that you're not aware of.
And never mentioned it before.
Well, Sharon in Montmorency. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Sharon. Sharon, what did you discover your kids or one of your kids was obsessed with?
My 12-year-old, we went to a visit down the beach to Rye, and she popped on, we had to listen to her music the entire way down this time, and she popped on this musical by Hamilton, knew every single word, back to front, Alexander Hamilton, even the speaking parts, and she said apparently ever since primary school, her and her friends absolutely love it. And I had no idea.
Your daughter knows
Hamilton.
Every lyric to a musical.
It's got rap in it. Like, it's pretty hard to... It's all this stuff. Unprecedented financial power, a
system can shape however...
It's amazing. Like, Lulu and Lenny are the same. They know every song. And they know all the artists.
But so Trixie knows every lyric to Moana and Frozen, but I'm there for it. That would be scary if suddenly... Like Sharon, you suddenly heard your kids sing every lyric to a song you've never heard.
Yeah, I never ever heard it because she listens to her iPad with her headphones on.
Amazing.
And had been singing away to this for about 2 years, apparently. I had no idea.
Well, it's educational. Yeah, I mean, Hamilton tells the story of American history through raps. Yeah. There's worse things
I agree.
To be...
Yeah, but Sharon's... daughter's Australian.
Like, maybe Australian rappers.
Gavin, okay, we'll come up with an Australian version.
In Greensboro. Hi, Gavin.
Racist.
Morning. My 9-year-old decided to walk out in the kitchen one night and said, "Oh, Dad, I know how to make a knife out of soap."
Oh!
Found it on YouTube. I went, "You're what?"
Oh, gee. I mean, that would be something that would come handy in
prison. He might have been
prison.
Watching, like, Wentworth or something.
Yeah, or like Prison Break.
Yeah, rather scary to hear that.
That would be scary.
That one wasn't as fun, was it?
That was a real downer.
No, but that's serious. I mean, we should be monitoring.
A knife out of soap, at least you wouldn't get hurt.
Oh, I wouldn't want to cop it, that's for sure.
No.
There we go.
Soap's not like it's, if in the bath, it goes all soggy.
I don't know enough about
it probably
soap
wouldn't
knives.
Hurt.
I don't
damage.
Reckon I've used a, here we go. I don't reckon I've used a bar of soap for about 15 years. Who has soap in?
What about when you go to a hotel and you have to unwrap the little thing of soap?
No, I use the gel.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. Separate topic.
Yeah.
I mean, I've used
palm oil. We get the palm oil. We've got the
actually,
nice
now you mention that,
honey.
I did get a bar of soap for the bath, and Trixie got freaked out by it.
Yeah,
like we grew up with soap, and she didn't know what it was.
My kids wouldn't know what a bar of soap
that's
was.
That's really interesting.
Wouldn't know you from a bar of soap.
Hey. No, they
wouldn't
know.
That's like Melbourne with you.
Oh, that's just hurtful.
Play Kings, get him on. No need for anything else.
Oh, dear.
Feb always taking us out on a high. Apologies, Zoe. I know you had a great story, but Feb took us out on a joke. So sorry about that, Zoe.
That's okay. No,
put her on, put her on.
No, talk to Zoe because her 5-year-old is twerking like Nicki Minaj. Are you there, Zoe?
Hi, guys. Feb, my little one's really similar to Lulu, so really sassy, really into her JoJo bows. Yeah, unicorns and princesses and all that. And recently I had not filtered her new iPad into sort of not being able to search for certain things on YouTube. And she just basically put her hands on her knees one day and pushed her butt out and just started twerking. And I was in the kitchen and I said, "What are you doing?" And she goes, it's a dance. And I said, "Where did you learn that from?" And she goes, "Please, girl." And sort of threw her hand up in my face.
Oh, wow.
I said, "Who are you?" And I was more petrified of my husband seeing it because I thought, he's going to think she's got that from me, and that's not what we're doing.
That's what mum does during the day.
Mum's been twerking. Thank you very much, Zoe.
For resort living every day, live at Mandalay. From $399,900 for eligible first home buyers. As well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, it's only 40 minutes north of Melbourne.
101.9 The Fox.